Hyatt is wild cards. And if Harriet Pryor is on a 2-3 strike policy, she's almost on her way out the door here. We've got some questionable topics, and then she didn't record the first version of this show.
But basically, it was quite tactical because you were all skitting me for my bad topic selection, and I conveniently didn't record it.
So just to clarify, we were all skitting you, and you made it unable for you to defend yourself. It's quite the
effort. Turned my own microphone off.
So you were joining in with us, effectively.
Well, who knows what was going on. But we're all recording now. We can all be heard. And that's the main thing of the podcast. So.
Look, you didn't miss much to catch you up. Essentially, I've told Harriet that all of these topics are shocking and I'm going to have to do the best that I can with them.
But listen on, you'll enjoy.
It's going to be great. You really should stick around.
£10 a month.
To me, just desperately trying to live towards a finish line here. Harriet Pryor here, who's done us all in. We've got Abby Rudkin, we've got Mike Caney, we've got Phil Blundell, and I'm Amelia Bonner, trying my absolute best despite the hand that life has dealt me. Also dealing me today's hand are the voting Anfield Rap subscribers who have taken to Twitter to have their say on what they would like us to talk about on this show. As you know, the topics go up on Twitter. You get to decide what we talk about unless we decide that we don't want to, which may well result in mutiny today. Everyone here has got a wild card, which they can play at any point in the show if they don't want to talk about the topic that has won out in the public vote. But let's get on with that public vote. And first up, your category was LFC, and your options were Alisson, £150 million transfer game, which one, or Trent position.
The anger behind the there's which no, one. I have to clarify that Neil did look at me in the office and was like, why have you done that as a category? That is absolutely mad. How are you going to do that? Like,
every time there's a transfer thing on, Rob Gutman just sends his bots on all over, like his bots all over Twitter. He's got about 40 accounts, and I reckon he just purposely votes for transfer.
So, can I give you the context of why I put the category in? So because of the Bellingham stuff today and Ornstein saying, oh, well, it's not going to happen, I thought, well, let's think of some alternatives. Let's think of some fun buys and some good players we could get with 150 million if you got given that in your pocket tomorrow.
Well, I did want to start with the Ornstein thing because, I mean, my heart. but I'm not entirely believing it yet, and I'm not entirely convinced that it's not just to go, here's a new line on this thing that you're all really interested in, because there wasn't really, it's not like it was kind of a definitive or kind of conclusive verdict, but he said that it's now unlikely that we're going to complete the signing of Bellingham, and he's saying that because of the kind of lack of release clause, the price that they're going to want for him, he put it at around £133 million. He said that that's put off Real Madrid because they've got other priorities, and basically, despite us needing him more than rivals do, it's looking unlikely that we're going to pay that amount of money. I think we've spoken before in the show, Harriet, about 150 million as the kind of figure that's floating around for how much we've got to spend. And my main question with it is, if we were going to blow something in the region of 130 million on one player and not be able to do anything else really, apart from a few kind of bargain basement signings, is that sensible business anyway?